Coming up next is a special segment featuring an interview with the Muckwonago Village Administrator and Director of Economic Development. John Wydell joins Commander Todd to discuss the future of downtown Muckwonago. Stay tuned to WFAQ for this informative program.
Hi, folks. Commander Todd here once again from WFAQ LP Muckwonago. And today I'm speaking with John Wydell. And he's the village administrator and
Economic Development Director.
Thank you very much, John.
No problem.
How are you doing?
Very good. Very good this morning.
Good.
How are you?
I'm great. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the Nation's Music Source. We're here to talk to you about the survey that recently occurred that was titled Make Downtown Yours for the Muckwonago Village. We're going to talk about that, some of the high level, what the need for the survey, some statistics about who participated in the survey, and some facts and figures about feedback. Follow on about what the plan is going to be going forward. Maybe if you could just introduce yourself a little bit, and then we'll talk about the survey.
Sure. Yeah, I'm John. I've been with the village for about 5 years now. I'm formerly from Princeton, Wisconsin, in Green Lake County, and before that, I was a master's candidate at Northern Illinois University, and before that, I spent 4 years in the United States Air Force. Yeah.
Well, great to know you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the survey, Make Downtown Yours. When did the survey open?
Sure, so the survey opened middle of last year, and the impetus for going down that path was we had a property in the downtown area, 200 Grand Avenue, and it was bought by a developer, and that property is located next to the Walgreens mm-hmm. on Grand Avenue, and what happened was the developer was moving forward with plans to demolish that home. As most things in local government, people pay attention when something visible happens that draws their attention to it. And so we had a group of concerned residents and business owners who really saw that as an opportunity to engage the village in a conversation about the future of the downtown and help engage us to become a part of setting the direction for the downtown in terms of what would happen, what types of development we're looking for, what are the goals of the downtown area, and then what are we going to do to protect the aesthetic feel and the historic charm of the area.
Mm-hmm. Which we have a lot of.
Correct.
So, yeah, let's keep it, but also balance that with development and
correct.
The needs
yes.
for the businesses
yes.
and the growth opportunities.
Yes. You know? Okay. So we worked to come up with a way to reach out to the community in a way that would grab their attention, and we thought about a lot of taglines, you know, everything from make downtown great again, which was shelved, to make downtown yours. And we thought that really described the attitude and feel we were going for. We're looking for people who want to be invested in the downtown, who want to make it something for them and for future generations. From there, we created a website, we created a Facebook page, and we began trying to reach out to the community and search for people who want to help be a part of the solution.
And this is an idea that you had just discussed with me recently about a government at a level that works for you, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. So government participation or citizen participation in government is extremely low right now, probably the lowest it's been in any time, certainly in my lifetime. We wanted to find a way to engage residents, taxpayers, business owners at a level that works for them. Not everyone can attend meetings. Not everyone can be a part of it live. So we recorded our meetings, we put them on our website so people could watch them afterward, and we provided an online feedback form so people could submit comments. We put a lot of our meetings up on Facebook Live, and we had several people watching in real time and providing comments to us in real time. And we really tried to harness the power of the internet and social media, you know, what the millennials are using these days, in order to make sure that we were doing the best job we could to get the broadest amount of support and ideas possible.
That's great. I personally noticed the banner that was on Field Park.
Yes.
Which had the website address.
Yes.
I'm like, what is this? Clicked over, and well, here we are. Right. So how many folks actually filled out the survey?
We had over 700 people, 711, depending. There were multiple questions. Not everyone answered every question, but at the highest point, our first question, how important are the efforts to revitalize downtown Muckwonago? We had 711 responses. And what
wow.
we learned from that is over 70% of the respondents said that it's either very important or somewhat important. So we knew right away that paying attention to the downtown and focusing energy efforts and certainly resources in that area was going to be something that the village needed to take a very hard look at.
You struck a chord.
Yes.
Yeah, it resonated. And 711 folks out of roughly 8,000 in the village.
We didn't limit the survey to residents only, and we, in fact, didn't ask that question, are you a resident or not a resident? I did that because I personally believe that the downtown supports and is supported by a far larger area than just the residents of Maguanago. You think about the museum that's in the downtown, and you think about the other services and restaurants fork in the road, which is drawing people from all over. So we certainly, mm-hmm. like our park survey that we did earlier this year, we recognized that we're a hub for the townships that surround us, and we wanted to make sure that anyone who either supports or is supported by our downtown had an opportunity to respond. My hypothesis is the vast majority of respondents are from Maguanago or the immediate surrounding area.
Yeah. Well, that's a great participation rate, roughly 10% or
oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, if you want
Absolutely.
To do
we
some
were
round
thrilled.
Figures here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. After completion, you gave it a resulted in a series of meetings, right, that you could reach out to the public. And
yeah, we had about a dozen meetings, which included focus groups at the outset. We used the survey as a touch point to make sure we were on the right track. And then we had an open house at the Maguanago Community Library at the end in order to vet our ideas one more time before we put the final report together and make sure the public had one more opportunity to comment and view and see maps and signs and just, you know, as I said, make sure that we're doing our best to make sure that we're operating at a level that works for anyone who wants to participate in the process.
Mm-hmm. And you had how many folks come to the library for that?
About 125.
Okay. That's great.
Yes.
To get folks, you know, away from their house or wherever and come on down and check that out. So quite a success story, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think we did a great job of being responsive to the initial group of people who wanted to make sure that the downtown was a priority for us. I think we did a great job of educating the public that there was this interest and making sure we were reaching out to our other residents and taxpayers and visitors in the community. And ultimately, I think we put a plan together that's only going to strengthen what the downtown is and what it's going to become.
Okay. Well, John, speaking of that, what is the outcome? What are some of the recommendations and plans that are coming out of this survey?
So we put together about a 40-ish page strategic plan for the downtown, and that's broken into different tiers, tier one, tier two, tier three, based on impact, the immediacy of the project, the impact of the project. And the most important things, I think, that are coming from the plan, there's a few of them, and then all of the other recommendations are concentric circles from those basic points. And the first one is increasing the pedestrian safety and the family-friendly atmosphere in the downtown. We've got a state highway and a county highway going through our downtown, and it makes it very difficult for families, children, older residents of our community to get around. So making sure that we're making improvements to those areas is one of the number one priorities.
Okay. Yeah, it's busy down there.
It absolutely is.
And so did you do like a traffic count? I'm sure that's well established.
We do have the traffic count, and we walked with the DOT through all the different crosswalks in the downtown and talked about things we would like to see, such as bump outs where there's car parking on the side of the road. We want to do bump outs so we can get the pedestrians out from behind the cars. They are visible. They can be seen and see themselves. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some restriping. We're going to put in better flashing LED button activated crosswalk lights for three of the crosswalks in the downtown, the one by Fork in the Road, the one by Badger Burger, and the one by Lake Street,
mm-hmm.
along with other improvements that'll just increase the visibility and awareness. There's a strange dichotomy. There are people who are driving through the downtown, and it's over half of them who aren't stopping in the downtown. We call that through traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the people who are driving to the downtown to utilize the downtown, and that's our destination traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're opposed to one another, right? Doing things that help your destination traffic and your pedestrians hinders your through traffic and vice versa. So one of the committee's most important decisions was choosing which one was going to be more important to the village. And we're choosing our destination traffic and we're choosing our pedestrians.
Okay.
Another thing we're doing is beginning to reroute traffic away from the downtown, that through traffic. We've begun the process of establishing a truck route along Holtz Parkway and Veterans Way,
mm-hmm.
which will be taking place this year. And then the third component is the citizen-led and activated component, a historic preservation committee, a landmarks committee, something of that nature to carry forward the beautification efforts, the educational efforts, and the design standards that's really at the heart of keeping the aesthetic appeal and small-town charm of our downtown vibrant and alive for decades to come.
Okay. Hold that thought.
Sure.
Let's get back to the truck rerouting. So Holtz Parkway has been established for close to 10 years now, right?
Something correct. Like
that. And it does say truck route. I've seen that sign. What's going to make that different?
We're establishing it as an official truck route for the purposes of GPS, for the purposes of enforcement. So by designating it an official truck route as opposed to using 83, we have some enforcement actions that the police can take if there are heavy traffic trucks that are going through the downtown and not adhering to the truck route. So that's the first major component. And then the second one is just building the awareness, right? With the enforcement comes the awareness. We really just need to create an understanding that the best way to get from the north side of the village to 43 is by using the truck route. Mm-hmm. And that comes through the enforcement action and the repetitive nature of engaging, right? We've all been through those small town Wisconsin communities where you know when the speed limit says 25 or 35, you better be going 25 or 35. And in that respect, we need to establish the downtown area of Maguanago that is a place for our destination traffic and not the through traffic. Mm-hmm. And that can be done by getting the semis, the heavy traffic, things of that nature, just used to the idea that you're not going to go through downtown.
Okay. So it's going to be a learning curve here, clearly.
It's a balancing act. It's always you have to make a choice.
And so when does that, what's the deadline? Or when's that enforcement date going to start occurring?
So the village board approved the preliminary truck route. We're finalizing the ordinance because we have to at least provide other options to these trucks for getting around. You can't just give them one avenue. What if something happens? What if there's an accident, you know, weather-related emergencies, things of that nature? So we're identifying the secondary.
So what are the conditions, right, for this, yeah?
Correct. So we're identifying the secondary routes, and then once that's in place, we're going to bring a final plan to the village board. They will approve it. We will order the signage. We will get better signage, more signage up, and then we will begin enforcement. Hmm. And that will happen, I'm guessing, in the next 60 to 90 days, long before the end of the year. It will be up and ready before the winter, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's something we can expect from citizens to see some clear action.
I would call that one of our immediate objectives.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that clarification. So let's get back to the historic preservation aspect of the conversation here. So you touched on that's another outcome from the survey.
How much time do we have? I'll try and condense it for you.
Yeah, there's a lot here, folks. Before we get too far, folks can find out more where. If they want to click on something and find out, look at the survey, digest it, and take some more action if they wish.
Yeah, certainly. So you can go to maguanagodowntown.com, which has all of the information on our downtown. It's got the reports. It has all of the backup documents that we use to put these together. It has videos from our meetings. It has the maps that we provided at the open house. So there's a wealth of information there. There's even bios on all of the members that were a part of this committee. So
pretty comprehensive. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you. Once again, we're speaking with John Whitell from the Maguanago Village. Mm-hmm. He's our village administrator.
And economic development director.
Thank you so much.
You're up. No problem.
All right. So the historic preservation. Let's touch on some quick points there.
Yes. So that's one of the biggest components and outgrowth of the strategic plan. We had a historic preservation committee, and due to attrition and things of that nature, the interest in that really waned about 10 years ago. And those duties were transferred over to our planning commission, which they believe, along with the downtown steering committee and the village itself, that these duties should really be vested in a citizen-led and citizen-driven committee composed of stakeholders who live and work and own businesses in that area. And what the historic preservation committee's first initial duties will be is, one, updating our historic preservation ordinances, because some things have changed. We brought out a member of the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we received some advice at one of our meetings on how to improve and strengthen the ordinance, not only for purposes of the committee using the ordinance, but also for the residents and homeowners that would become a part of that through a designation as a landmark or a historic building or things of that nature.
Interesting. I didn't know that existed.
Yes, yeah. And the state has done some things to lessen the restrictions. Like, you can use like materials instead of the exact same material, because the glass for the windows and the siding, those things can be expensive to completely go back to what it would have been 100, 150 years from now. But there's ways to maintain the aesthetic appeal. There's ways to maintain the integrity of the building itself without necessarily having to roam around finding a window that still had lead in it, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
So this committee will be not only in charge of updating our ordinances, but working to educate the public and then work to designate future landmarks in Muguanago for designation or protection or...
Mm-hmm. That could be considered for
correct
designation. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So we're really, and we are still scouring the earth. We have a handful of people who have expressed interest, but we're always looking for more. We're looking for people who want to be a part of this committee. It's either going to be a 5 or 7 member committee appointed by the village board. The vast majority of them will be, they'll all be residents, but the vast majority of them will be non-elected officials, will not be staff. So it's really one of those efforts that requires the people of our community to be interested and help us execute that plan.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Correct.
Okay. So what else from the survey, the outcome?
So then I think the final, not certainly not the final recommendation, but the final piece of this is the future planning of the downtown. We have businesses that currently exist. We have buildings that currently exist. But if I'm being perfectly honest, we also have a gas station in the middle of our downtown that probably doesn't want to be there in 20 years. We have the bus barn in the downtown, which also probably doesn't want to be there. So using not only what we're calling the Village Center Overlay District, which was a staff-initiated set of guidelines to help enhance what people can do with their buildings, and it's also a tool to make the downtown more walkable, you know, making exceptions for second-story apartments, you know, to get the residents and the critical mass of customers and employees that you need to keep a downtown successful. It also has things in there for businesses who are changing the purpose of a building. You know, the thing with downtowns is if you look where Badger Burger is now, that was a car dealership at way back in the day, way long before, and a gas station way back in the day. And you look where Forward Dental was and is, and before that it was where the pet store supply was. And a dance academy. So there's all sorts of things that change their use over time. Mm-hmm. So really allowing for that and creating ways for people to repurpose older buildings, such as Feather and Fringe, which is now a boutique clothing store, but it was a church before that. And we have a flower shop opening in what was a gas station.
I just saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
And we have the Green Rabbit opening in what was Wanago Sporting, and before that was a house. So we've created the framework for the flexibility, but the other component that we need to go with that are the design standards, so we can maintain the aesthetics of that area and we can ensure that going forward there's a cohesive look. And I'll the elephant in every room when you think about a downtown is Cedarburg. How do we achieve, recognizing we have different constraints than Cedarburg, we don't have one big row that can end up being our downtown, but what elements can we pull from successful downtowns or Lake Geneva in terms of design codes and building standards to ensure that one end of the downtown area looks like the other end of the downtown area, and it just, you can tell by being in that area, there's a sense of place.
Yeah. Place and flow, where you can explore and still feel like you're part of that.
So with that comes
environment.
One of the last major recommendations is to engage a design firm to help the village and the community work through those questions. What will the downtown look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What will the design standards be? What could they be? I would ask anyone right now, what is the downtown design standards? Is it colonial? Is it, you know, early American? Is it, what is it? What are we trying to pull from? What design are we trying to build around? And then we work to put in place the requirements and the standards so that will continue now and into the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great questions.
With long answers, I apologize.
Yeah. Well, thank you. One more question here. So what does success look like?
So for me, success looks like an engaged citizenry that is invested in the downtown area and working together to make downtown theirs or yours, right? If I want to stay on brand. Mm-hmm. But really for me, it's about finding a champion or champions who want to be a part of this project for many years and are willing to invest their time and energy on behalf of the residents, business owners, and visitors that utilize the downtown area. As I've said before, the downtown supports and is supported by an area far larger than the downtown, but it's going to require a dedicated group of residents and business owners who are committed to ensuring that the downtown stays that small, family-friendly, quaint, aesthetically appealing space where someone can go there and really feel like they understand what Maguanago was and what it is and what it will always be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see what the future brings.
Yes, we will.
All right. It's been great talking to you, John.
Thank you so much.
Once again, thank you so much. We were speaking with John Whitehell from the Village of Maguanago, Village Administrator and Economic Development
Correct.
Leader.
Director.
Director. Okay.
I didn't choose the title.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again.
Yep.